every family. Isaiah 44 verse 3. Isaiah 44 verse 3. So the promise of the outpouring is for everyone, especially those seated here and those watching me, wherever they are. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing upon your descendants. Are you weary? Are you tired? Have you moved into apathy? Are you complacent? Is it as if the Christian life is no longer worth it? You need an outpouring of the Spirit of God upon your life. And he said, I will pour water on the thirsty ground. Lift your two hands and pray. Can we put our two hands up and say, let the water of your Spirit pour upon me. Pour upon me. Let your living waters. The water of your Spirit. La makari boko kele boshka. Makata le boko libe shente lele boko ria. Ariakata le boko libe kere boko ria mazata. Erianama kale boshite lele boko ria bakaria. Ezenta pekeri boko lia makali boko ria mazata. Every testy ground, every testy land. Let there be an outpouring of the Spirit of God upon every thirsty ground, 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 the Spirit of the Lord, upon every thirsty ground, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen. The Lord wants to pour His Spirit upon us like a flood, like a rain, not in droplets, not on certain people, but on us all. That's why we keep singing, it is raining all over me. And that will be our testimony as we leave the presence of God this morning, in the name of Jesus. So there is a promise of an outpouring by God to Israel in the Old Testament. And Jesus came and gave us a promise of an outpouring also. John chapter 7. Let's read from verse 35. John 7 from verse 37. John 7, 37. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Remember, I will pour my spirit on a thirsty land, on a thirsty ground. The condition for the outpouring of the Spirit upon us this morning is the same throughout ages. Test for it. 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 I've shared with you a man of God that went to meet his mentor and said, how do I assess the power of God like it flows in your mouth, in your hand, in your life? And the man took him to swimming pool. And said, enter the swimming pool with me. They entered the swimming pool. And he pressed the head of a boy underwater. Pressed the head of a boy underwater. Pressed it. And the guy was struggling, struggling, struggling. And came out. Ah, Father, why? Why did you push my head? And he said, when I push your head underwater, did you think about money? He said, no. What did you think about your work? He said, no. He said, what do you think about? He said, I was thinking about how to come out for air. He said, if you seek God that way, you will find Him. If God becomes your only focus today, if you forget the work for tomorrow, if you forget the challenges of the past, and you are here today, focus on Jesus, thirsty for Him, you can't live here without all the power of the Spirit upon your life. Because that is what He has called this meeting for. For an outpouring over us. And Jesus says, on the last day of His feast, Jesus stood up and cried, if anyone thirsts, remember the head of that boy under the swimming pool. He was gasping for air. He was thirsting for air. You alone are my strength and my shield. To you alone may my
Spirit, you alone heart, my heart desire and love.
Lift your hand, let's sing to the Lord. As at the end, as at the end, I'm a fool. The water to my soul, longer after you. You alone at my heart. Desire that I love to worship you alone, alone, and my sheep to you alone. May my spirit at my heart, desire and alone to worship.
If anyone tests,
can I have my scripture? If anyone thirsts, let him come and drink. Let him, come. Let him. You have a role in the outpouring. It is available like a river, like a lake. Come to eat and drink. Verse 38. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart we flow rivers, not droplets, rivers of living water. Verse 39. Now this is said about the Spirit, whom those who believe in him will receive. For as at that time, the Spirit of God has not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So one of the things Jesus came to do is to endue us with Holy Spirit and his power. John 1, 32 and 33. John 1, 32 and 33. And John bore witness. I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. Listen to me. Before Jesus came to baptize with the Holy Spirit, when he was baptized, the Holy Spirit came upon him and changed the trajectory of his life and his destiny forever. The authority that Jesus wants to give us, he experienced it himself. And he knows that this is the best thing that can ever happen to you as a Christian. Let me repeat myself. The outpouring of the Spirit upon all flesh, upon believers, that Jesus himself wants to give us, according to John, that on him who you see the Spirit, he is the one that baptizes with the Holy Spirit. That outpouring he wants to give us, he had it himself. And he looked at it when he was going. He said, don't do anything. Stay in Jerusalem until you have the outpouring. If I'm going away, I will want to give my children the best that I can have to offer. And the best of my experiences. And the best that Jesus has to offer after his death, his very resurrection, is the Holy Spirit. And he doesn't want to give it in droplets. He wants us to have an outpouring of it. And Jesus himself is the one that baptizes with the Holy Spirit and gives us an outpouring of it. Luke 3:16. And John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water. He who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Lift your two hands up. Say, Jesus, the baptizer, let there be a pouring of your Spirit upon me this morning. Jesus, the baptizer, let there be an outpouring of your Spirit upon me this morning. Jesus, the baptizer, let there be an outpouring of your Spirit upon me this morning. Jesus, the baptizer, let there be an outpouring of your Spirit upon me this morning. Jesus, 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 the baptizer. Let there be an outpouring of you upon me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Sometime 1987, I was in church. At that time, I go to church in the morning. I never go to church in the evening. In the evening, I play football. I was in church, August 16, 1987. And I go to church and I discovered they were having the baptismal service. And all my friends that were in church together, pastors, students from the seminary, we know each other, secondary school mates, all of them never told me they were having baptism. And before my eyes, all my friends were baptized. And I was the only one seated in church watching them baptizing them. So while I was seated there, I was angry. I said, how can they baptize all these people and not baptize? So I know in our church they are going to make altar call. If you want to give your life to Christ, if you want to be baptized, if you want to rededicate your life, if you have received a call into the ministry, you know they'll be doing that. They'll be playing the organ. Just as I am. When you get there, the pastor will not do like this. Everybody will stop. He will talk and talk and talk. And anybody have experienced that before? So as they were preaching the message, I was not bothered. I think that baptism was done by Professor Obaje that day. I didn't bother. I was thinking, today, then go baptize me also. So when they finish, I can't remember the message. Waiting concerning message. How will you baptize everybody and leave me alone? So I raised my hand. I didn't even hear the give your life to Christ or whatever. I want to be baptized. So I came to the front. You know the way you come, like carry your Bible and Sanctimonious. But deep within me. Nonsense. You baptize everybody, you leave me out. Today, you must baptize me. So I came to the front. And I was handed over to a deacon for counseling. It was that deacon that asked me questions and led me to Christ. I was coming for baptism. A deacon led me to Christ. I'm able to tell you that 90% of all my friends that were baptized that day were never born again. In fact, some of them, I was the one that led them to Christ after the baptism. Now, after being baptized, after giving my life to Christ and being baptized, doing follow the master in the church, having discipleship, but there was something just missing. You see, there was just something missing. Then, months after, a friend of mine gave his life to Christ. We were in secondary school. I think at that time we were in form 3 or form, I think form 4. Gave his life to Christ and came to the school. And then he started moving from class. We that were his friends first. We were the one he first started preaching to. What is it about this guy that gave his life to Christ like 9 months or 1 year after me, that made him to be going around everywhere preaching, and me, a good Baptist boy, I was doing follow the master, serve the master, whatever, and I never went out any time to preach the gospel to anybody. Came to me when I talked myself, I give my life to Christ. He said, I should follow him, don't I know we should do evangelism? So I followed him, we were doing evangelism, and then after evangelism that day, at break time, after the day, he asked me, have you received the baptism of Holy Spirit? I said, which one is that? He said, the one that comes upon you, and then you speak in tongues. So we went together to 1 Corinthians 14, a very good Baptist word. You can't just come and tell me to speak in tongues. I took him to 1 Corinthians 14, and we started arguing it. Tongues is for unbelievers. Prophecy is for believers. I would rather prophesy than speak in tongues. Me, whenever I speak in tongues, they tell somebody that I would rather prophesy. At least it will start somewhere. There are many people here like this, like that. Oh, that's what I'm sharing. I would rather prophesy. That one where people go to shake. After they said the things, I said all those things. And later I just calmed down. And he said, Biodo, will you want this gift of the Spirit? I said, yes. He took me somewhere, lay hands on me. When he lay hands on me, he said, I should speak. I was looking at him. Baptist boy now. He did everything he could. Maybe you say the Spirit will come now. Make him come. Like some people hold chairs so that they will not fall under the anointing. Like I used to do in those days. And I, you know, when you want to anoint me, I took my leg like this. Now here, we go day to day. I'm not going to go down. I have told you I met a pastor that said I will go down also. So at the end of the day, since he was in charge of the service, I had to go down so that we can close the service. And you know what he told me? He said, Biodo, you are the one that is going to speak. That's one. Number two, Biodo, you are going to open your mouth and speak in a language you don't know. Because as he was laying hands on me, I was speaking in English. I was praying Yoruba, the little I knew, praying English, Yoruba English. And then he said, wait, speaking in tongues is not a known language. So you open your mouth and speak in a language you don't know. So I opened my mouth, and as I said, ka, the first syllable that came to my mouth, ka, my tongue twisted. And something shot through me like power, and I started speaking in tongues. And from that day, the rest is history. We went from that day, both of us, almost everybody in our class was converted. All still standing in the faith today. We went about having a revival in our school. Witchcraft, witches, people, what do they call them? Emere, confessing all over. As we lay hands on them, binding and casting out. At 9 age 4, I can't even remember the age, but we went from 4 in secondary school at that time. And in our school, the outpouring came upon everyone that gave their life to Christ. If the Lord can do that for secondary school children, He can do that for you. Why did I share that? Because most of you are like me. You are like me. Can we share from a scripture? Let me share 3. I have 6 instances of the outpouring in the Bible. But let's share 3 because of our time so that we can pray. Let's share like 3 of them. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1. Acts 2 from verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled their entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. And the Spirit gave them utterance. Okay, they have prayed in chapter 1. Chapter 2, they were together, most likely praying again. Together like we are together now. And the first thing they heard was a sound. A wind came rushing, and they heard the sound. And something like tongue of fire came upon them. And God gave them utterance. God did not speak. They were the ones that spoke. God giving them utterance. And they started speaking in other languages. The outpouring was upon them powerfully. And Peter, that denied Jesus, and others that were in hiding, came out boldly everywhere. Boldly everywhere. Preaching the gospel. Boldly. Speaking in tongues. Laying hands on the sick. Bringing about deliverance to the nations. And God made sure people from different nations had gathered. And they spoke in their languages. They are foreign. It's for ministration to the nations, that they might know that Jesus is Lord. They are poor. I remember when sometime I got to the polytechnic, I saw some people that have just been baptized in spirit, and they are talking to themselves in tongues. Labakata. That That person will also respond. Ariagada. Say, wait till this one again. Just look at it. A Baptist boy like me, if I had not had a heart warning before then, I would just look at it and say, nonsense. What do they mean by that? Maybe you have seen such things. Don't bother. You do the right thing. Receive the Spirit into your life. Acts chapter 8. Let's read from verse 14 to 19. In Samaria, Philip took the gospel to Samaria, preached the gospel. A magician gave his life to Christ, and that everywhere was upside down. People gave their life to Christ everywhere. And the apostles came from Jerusalem. Now, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they lay hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the high apostles, he offered them money, saying, give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came upon them. Nobody laid hand on them. They were just by the prayer meeting. The Holy Spirit came upon them, and they started speaking in tongues. In Acts chapter 8, they have ministered to them. They have been baptized, but the Holy Spirit was not manifesting their life. And the apostles came and laid hands on them, and they were all speaking in tongues. They all received the power of God, but there was no record of them speaking in tongues. I hope you notice that. But what was it that Simon saw that said, give me that same power? He saw something. Were they speaking in tongues? Were they falling under anointing? Were evil spirits screaming out? It can be a combination of all this, but it was not written in specific what happened. But some of us believe all this didn't happen, including speaking in tongues, when the outpouring came upon them in Samaria. Simon, a magician, a demonic priest, saw something he has not seen before, and he offered money for it. Listen, what will a juju man offer money for? He will offer money for power. He will offer money for the things of God that he does not understand. And the outpouring of the Spirit brings power upon us that the men of the world want, that we have but do not appreciate. Can we go to the house of Cornelius? Acts chapter 10. Cornelius was a man that was living his right, morally right. And God looked at him and said, this man is generous, but if he dies without Jesus, he will go to hell. So let me send Peter to him. And God sent Peter to him. You remember the story? And verse 44. Peter got there and started preaching, teaching them about the word of God. It is at that place that he spoke to them and said, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and delivering people from every oppression. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed. I said verse 44. Go to verse 42. Let's start from 42. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sin through his name. While Peter was saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out, outpouring even on the Gentiles. For they were hearing them. Can we read together? For they were speaking in tongues and extolling God. And then Peter declared, can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people? You know, the ways of God are past finding out. While they were preaching, God knew they had believed in their heart already. They had never said the sinner's prayer. But he knew that they have crossed from darkness into light. He knew they believed the word of Jesus. And God baptized them with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came upon them immediately. And they started speaking in tongues. It was after that they were even baptized. You know, in the church now, you give your life to Christ, you are baptized, then we minister the baptism of the Holy Spirit to you. The God broke every protocol. This morning, because you are here, God is breaking protocols. And the things of the Spirit are outpouring for your life. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. That challenge, that problem in your life and in your family, what it is waiting for is the outpouring. It is the outpouring. What your destiny is waiting for is the outpouring. So this morning there will be an outpouring of the Spirit, an outpouring of His presence, of His power, of His purity, of everything attached to the power of the Holy Spirit. There will be an outpouring of it upon all of us in the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands and say, Lord, I am available. Pour your Spirit upon me. It's according to your test, not according to tradition. I am available. I am available. I am available. Just talk to me. Just talk to him. Ile bokole mekekele bokuli agalia. Hekele bokoli mekeli alaba. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Quickly, let's have understanding of some things, and we just pray for the outpouring upon all of us. Number one, Jesus came and said, if anyone thirsts, you want the outpouring of one condition, is being born again, and after you are born again, you must thirst for it. You must desire, you must thirst for it. Number two thing that the Bible says in verse 38 of John chapter 7, if anyone believes, you must believe God for it. Number one, you must thirst for it. Number two, you must believe God for it. Number three, you must ask for it. Luke chapter 11. I think 11 from verse 9. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. He that seeks, findeth, and all those things. And said, if you, though evil, knows how to give good gift to your children, how much more would the Lord give the Holy Spirit to them that ask for it? Thirst for it. Believe him for it. Ask him for it. Ask him for it. And the Holy Spirit is given, according to Acts chapter 5, verse 38, to those who obey him. And like we have read in some places in the Bible, hands were laid on people and they received the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you this before we go. In my experience in ministration, I've discovered that many people have difficulty having the outpouring upon their life because of many things. Sin, pride, unforgiveness, people involved in the occult, people that don't want to repent. They have not given their life to Christ, but they want to receive the gifting of God. It doesn't happen. People that have fear. Hey, if I open my mouth now, I hope it will not be a sin against the Holy Spirit. I don't want to go to hell. You know every sin can be forgiven. And now the sin against the Holy Spirit, I don't want to. It's better. May I not receive it? May I come open my eyes? Come follow my... Is that person in church? He's not here. Doubts. Unbelief. Sometimes blockage of our mind. We have been taught wrongly. We have wrong assumptions. We have wrong ideas about the things of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes prejudice. Sometimes religious spirits. We know better. Traditions. We have been wrongly taught. Many times over analysis, a mind analysis. How would the thing happen? It's not for you to know how it will happen. But for you to know that when you test for it, it is going to happen to you. Lift your two hands up. Can we stand up on our feet, lifting our hands up? Can we stand up on our feet, lifting our hands up? We are just going to do one or two, three prayers. And we close for now. Lift your hands up. Number one thing, tell him what you desire. You yourself. Tell him what you desire. What do you want today? What do you desire? Tell him. What do you desire? If this thing is real, Lord. Tell him what you desire. And you are not living here today without it. We are not living here today without the power of the Holy Spirit, without an outpouring over your life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can I just give some simple instructions? If you look at Acts chapter 2 that we read, the Spirit came like a wind. They were filled with the Spirit. They started speaking in tongues. And God gave them utterance. God was not speaking for them. They were the ones speaking. Not God speaking, but man speaking. So as we begin to pray, there will be dimensions of a move of God in different people's life. All what we need you for you is for you to yield to His direction and follow His direction appropriately. Do we understand that? You can have the outpouring upon your life as many times as you live. Ezekiel chapter 47 talks about ankle level, knee level, waist level, overflowing level. I don't know your level. You can have the next level of the outpouring upon your life. Can we lift our hands up and say, oh Lord, say Jesus, baptize me with your Holy Spirit and your fire. Say, but Jesus, this morning, by your outpouring, baptize me with the Holy Spirit and your fire. Jesus, by your outpouring, baptize me. By your outpouring, baptize me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with the Holy Spirit. By your outpouring, baptize me with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. Say, Holy Spirit, overwhelm my life. Overshadow my life. Come upon me now. Overwhelm my life. Overshadow my life. Come upon me now. Can we begin to speak in tongues? If you can speak in the tongues. La bake lebo koria masata lebo koria masata. Eria da 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 bakaria kele lebo koria. Aria telebo kuria keria da 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 da. Eshente lele 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 lebo koria ka. Rama karia ba ere lele 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 lebo. Aria kele lele 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 lebo. It is raining. All around me. I can feel Area da la 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 We thank you. Like a wind, like a rain, let the Spirit of the Lord overwhelm you, overshadow your life, like a wind, like a rain. Can we lift our two hands in? Let's just say, like a wind, like a rain, Holy Spirit, overshadow my life, like a wind, like rain, Holy Spirit, overshadow my life, like a wind, like a rain, Holy Spirit, overshadow my life, like a wind, like rain, Holy Spirit, overshadow my life, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me, we are going to stake that prayer again, like a wind, like a rain, Holy Spirit, overshadow my life. When we say that like three times, you will open your mouth. Don't say anything in your understanding. Just open your mouth and see the Lord give you utterance. Our time is fast. We'll do that in the next 2-3 minutes. Lift your two hands up. We just say like a wind, like a rain, Holy Spirit, overshadow my life. We say that three times. I'm going to open our mouth and speak in a language not of our understanding. Are we ready? You are not sinning against the Holy Spirit. He is giving you utterance. Can we go like a wind, like rain, Holy Spirit, overshadow my life. Like wind, like rain, Holy Spirit, overshadow my life. Like wind, like rain, Holy Spirit, overshadow my life. Can you open your mouth? Let's pray. We glorify your name. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us afresh. Your breath, your wind, your rain. Over us. Bring the time of refreshing. Bring the time of renewal. Bring transformation. Distribute your gift into our lives. Like a wind, like a rain, as a breath. Minister into every life, every family. Let there be a change in our lives. Mali bokuri mejitara, agale mojitele bokuri amazanta prakaka, igere mokuri amazanta libokoli kele bojita. We give you praise. We give you glory. Can we lift our right hand out and make a joyful noise to the Lord in the house? Can you make a joyful noise to the Lord? We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Lift your two hands again and say, Lord, visit me in a refreshing way. I renew every area of my life. Visit me. in a refreshing way and renew every area of my life. Say, God, oh Lord, say, breathe upon me afresh and anew. Yesterday is gone. I have a new need for today. So breathe on me afresh today. Can we say, by the Holy Spirit, put your seal, put your mark upon my life and put the enemy to shame. Put the seal and the mark of the Holy Spirit upon my life, upon my life, and put the enemy to shame in the name of Jesus. Can we pray, as I sleep every day this week, let there be a rain, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon me. Let me have divine encounters at the night times. Divine encounters in my sleep. Let there be divine encounter in my family. Can we pray? Let there be an outpouring in my home. Let there be an outpouring in my family. Let my home change. Let my house change. Let there be an outpouring in my home. Let there be an outpouring in my family. We bless you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious upon you. May the Lord pour the rain of Holy Spirit upon you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. From today, you are ruling, you are reigning in the midst of the enemy. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you are overcoming. Let there be time of refreshing and renewal for you. For every weary soul, by the authority of the Holy Spirit, let your strength be renewed. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.